When Ziegler is sworn in later this year, she'll replace retiring Justice John Wilcox. While the court is officially nonpartisan, Ziegler had the backing of Republicans, and Wilcox is a former Republican lawmaker. He also endorsed Ziegler. University of Wisconsin-Madison political science professor Charles Franklin says it will be tough to say how Ziegler's judicial philosophy compares to Wilcox's until she has lots of cases under her belt, but he says her election probably won't make much difference to the makeup of the court.
If you read, the court is split three conservative, three liberal, and one swing judge, then replacing a conservative with another conservative won't change the balance on the court very much.
Franklin says one of the biggest things working in Ziegler's favor this campaign was her ability to jump ahead early in the race. She ran TV ads back in February and won the primary by a commanding margin. Franklin says that put Clifford in a tough spot.
Because it meant Clifford had to build recognition while campaigning in a fairly negative series of attacks on Ziegler. And that's probably a poor political position to be in.
Ziegler's victory comes at a time when she has a complaint pending against her before the state's judicial commission, alleging she improperly ruled on cases in which she had a conflict of interest. Franklin says a ruling against a sitting justice would be unfortunate for the court, but he also notes that Ziegler is set to serve for the next decade. Given that, he doesn't think the charge will matter much in the long run. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.